I'm Rona Tarrant. The US has said it's to impose new sanctions on Russia. The State Department said the sanctions were in response to Moscow using a lethal nerve agent in the attempted assassination of a former spy in Britain, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia in March. The new sanctions, details of which were not immediately released, were to take effect following a 15-day congressional notification period. The release of the long-awaited grand jury report on sexual abuse in six Pennsylvania dioceses was delayed again on Wednesday. The findings of the grand jury have been held up by more than a dozen objectors, including former clergy who say they've been unfairly named in the report. This has prompted revisions, and the matter is now in the hands of Senior Judge John Cleland, who was appointed by the court to approve a final redacted version to be released no later than Tuesday. Bishop Sean McKnight of Jefferson City, Missouri, has expressed his shock at the McCarrick scandal and urged any victim who's not yet come forward to do so now. His comments come as bishops called for an inquiry into the allegations surrounding Archbishop Theodore McCarrick. Cardinal Donald Worrell suggested on Monday that a panel of bishops could investigate claims and rumours and report the findings to Rome. However, at least two bishops have said any investigation must be independent and separated from the church. The church in Zimbabwe has said it's prepared to mediate between government and opposition leaders after six people were killed in violence that followed a disputed presidential election. Emmerson Mnangagwa was declared the winner in voting last month, but opposition leader Nelson Chamisa has disputed the result. The Catholic Church in the country condemned the deaths of protesters and called for dialogue. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.